Stories, history, culture, Lost River. A radio project about the Boise Fort Band of Chippewa and their rich heritage.
My name is Donald Chosa. I currently live in Netlake. I'm from Vermilion.
What is it you've heard about or you know about the Lac La Croix ponies?
The first thing that I heard about the Lac La Croix ponies, my dad told me that they had a small horse that they had here. A long time ago, they had a chief in Vermilion, and his name was Chief John Goodday. He also had an Indian name, Anishinaabe name. In the past, then, in 1936, they adopted this new constitution with a new government that the U.S. government put in place for Boise Fort. At that time, then, my dad said it seemed real sad because the people stopped listening to Chief John Goodday. Chief John Goodday would walk around the village there leading his horse, his little Lac La Croix Indian pony. And my dad said that horse was all black with a diamond on its forehead. And he said he always had that picture in his head of Chief John Goodday after 1936 when they adopted the new constitution. And how sad that seemed that he just wandered around and no one would listen to him anymore. So years later, I was doing some research on the internet. I found an article about these Lac La Croix Indian ponies, and I started reading it. What caught my eye was that they were bred by the Boise Fort Band of Chippewa. I read further and found out that they had like a herd of over 1,000, and then these missionaries came. They felt that it was inappropriate for these horses to be breeding in front of the kids that they had out here at Net Lake. And so they had the whole herd destroyed, and they must have killed them all until there were only the 7 surviving ponies out on an island by Lac La Croix where they were found. Someone from Boise Fort here, and Isham, and the Baptist minister that lived here, and one of the farmer or a rancher that lived here, they went up to Lac La Croix and they got those remaining ponies and brought them back and started breeding them. The person that kept the horses, he couldn't afford to keep them anymore, so someone came and got them from Canada, and they were brought back over the border where they continued breeding them. And so now there's none of these ponies that are existing in the United States, but they do have a herd of about over 100, you know, in several different areas, with maybe 25, you know, in each place. And total, there's about 100 or a little over 100 of those ponies surviving now up in Canada. I would like to find a way to get some funding to be able to repatriate some of our ponies that were bred here and that should be here. Miigwech.
Lost River is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project and is brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.